Today's shiur will be beginning at the bottom of Lamed Beis Amud Beis. Those who heard the previous shiur were left in suspense. We saw Rabbo Bar Sharshum being the victim of some coil, reputation, or word out on the street that he was consuming, he was enjoying the land of orphans. Before we continue in the Gemara, let us take a look at the note on the side, the topic heading, the nosei. Mi shohoya biyodo karka shel yesoimim ke mashkoin shel choiv aviyem. Person was holding onto a piece of land that officially belonged to yesoimim, but why was he holding onto land? Because he was a piece of collateral that he received from their father, because this fellow had extended a loan to their father and in exchange received a piece of land as collateral. Ve'lamrot shehistayem tkufas hamashkon, and as far as the case concerned here is that even though the period of time for holding this collateral lapsed, what does that mean, that a period of time lapsed? There was a practice, and it's discussed in Maseches Bava Metzia in the fifth perek at greater length, that a lender would use and benefit from the mashkon toward the amount of the loan, and that would in effect pay up the loan. His use and benefit of the fruits and all, he would calculate, make calculations and timing things in such a way that after the use of the mashkon, the loan would in effect be paid up. This is something the Rashbam points out on the bottom line. He says, Mashkanta gaboy me'avuhon havi b'mashkanta de sura. I had a sura mashkanta. It's a name, it's a type of loan and a type of collateral. The kasvi bay, it's written into this collateral, b'mishlam shanya ilein tepukar adobolo kesef, that at the conclusion of this number of years, they assign a certain number of years of use, the land will be restored to the lender without further payment. Uvimei avihem achalte shnei chazoka, and in our case, as the Rashbam points out, the lender used it for more than 3 years. But let's continue with the note we have written on the side. And we said there, v'lamrot shistayim tkufas hamashkon mamshich lahachzik bakarka, the lender, even though the period of the mashkon holding ended, the lender continued to hold on to the land, v'tayna she'abozeh, that this father, hoyachayav lo mishum choiv nosav, he had an additional loan that was due to him. The Gemara now inside. Rava Bar Sharshon, where you're noticing the diamonds, but this is the continuation of a series that had started earlier, and one can scan backwards to find at what point it began and to note what we had written at that time on the side. So Rava, there was this Rava Bar Sharshon, Nofak Alei Kola de Ko'ochil Aro Diasmi, that he was using the lands belonging to Yosemim, Amar Le Abaye, Emoli Izi, Gufa Diuvdo Hechi Have. So Abaye asks, what actually happened? What is this that you're using the lands of Yosemim, Amar Le? So Rava Bar Sharshim responded. Well, before we go on, note the long marking that appears on the side of your Gemara. The note begins with the name Rava. He is going to be speaking till the middle of Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. So Rava Bar Sharshim says, Aro b'mashkonta have nakitna me'avuhoin diyasmi. This land I was holding as a collateral that I received from the father of these orphans. We already read the Rashbam that explained the nature of this collateral, namely Mashkanta Desura, use for a certain number of years, after which the loan would have been paid up by the use of the Mashkon. Vehavili zuzi achrini gabe. There was other money that I had by him, which means that their father owed me, that I didn't receive a mashkon for that loan. Vehalta shnei mashkanta. And I've consumed this land for the predetermined years of mashkon, prearranged years. Amino, I figured. I mahadarno aro liyasmi, if I would return the land to the assignment. The amino de is li zuzi achrini gabi avuchon, and I would tell them, hey, listen, you know, your father still owed me other money. Amur Rabbanon, there's a rule that the Rabbanon say, Habo vipora minichse yesoimim lo yifra ela b'shvua. Someone who comes to collect from the property of orphans is not entitled to collect unless he swears. People don't like to swear. So what did I figure? Ach b'she l'shtar mashkanta b'yodi. I will hide the shtar indicating that this land is a mashkon. V'uchla shi'ur zuzi, and I will continue using the land corresponding to the value of the second loan. D'migu di'i bo'ino amino, for if I wanted to, I could have said, oh, this land? L'kucho hi biyodi, I bought this land. Mehemna, he would have been believed. Ki amino the isli zuzi gabaihu mehemnino. Therefore, when I say that I have another loan by you that you still owe me, he would be believed without a shvua. So once again, had he returned the land and just issued a verbal claim that you still owe me money, he wouldn't have been able to collect his money unless he would have taken a shvua, which he certainly didn't want to do. So, therefore, he opted to just continue using the land in anticipation of completing the loan, completing the money owed to him, and then return the land. And as far as the challenge is concerned, well, believe me that this land is due to me because of the other loan, for I could have said I bought it, because he's already been there more than 3 years. Let's take a look at the Rashbam toward the beginning of the narrow lines. Mehemnina beloi shvua, he would have been believed without a shvua. The ein nishboyen al akarkois. First of all, there's a rule that we don't swear when it concerns a matter of land. Where you're holding onto land, a person cannot be forced to swear, and that's based on psukim. The oid, the cheska sholoshonim, the mokim shtar kaima, and furthermore, he's been there more than 3 years, and that's in lieu of a shtar. Let's continue in the Gemara. Abaye, upon hearing this whole story from Rova Bar Sharshim, responds, and Abaye's response also has some length to it, is indicated by the long marking. Abaye's name is circled between the text of the Gemara and the Tosfos with a vertical broken line indicating the length of his comment. Omar Lei, Abaye says, L'kucha hi biyodi lo motzis amris. To issue such a claim that to say, you certainly would have been, you would have believed me had I said I purchased it. No, he would not have been believed. Ta'ika alo kolo de aro de yasmihi. There's a coil, there's public knowledge that the land is the Yesomin land. So that his migu falls away. Elo, zil, ahadro, nihalayu. Rather, go and give that land back to them. V'chigadli yatsmi, when the Yesomim get older, ishtoy dino badayo. Go to court and thrash out the legal issue there. the Rashbam adds in his commentary that since you knew that there was a koil, that the land belonged to Yisomim, ein l'cho macho gedoyle mizu. That's the Loshen the Rashbam uses. There is no greater protest than that. So, as you know, a chazaka is a function of using land for a period of 3 years without being challenged. After which a person says, I didn't watch my shtar anymore. However, if during the course of his use of land he is challenged, he must watch his shtar. And if he doesn't watch his shtar, his chazaka is not worth anything. That's the strength. A macho, which we've seen in previous Gemaras, the macho is designed to warn the occupier to watch his shtar. Therefore, the occupier in this case, Rova Bar Sharshum, really had nothing to rely on in his claim. The Gemara goes on to another case. We'll look at the note on the side, no say. Ahu shehichzik bekarka. The achrei shnotayim. Person was holding land, and after 2 years, hoide l'Rav Idi, shemagia loy oisei karka, that the land that I was holding for the last 2 years really belongs to you, mitnei shu korov tvei lamurish, because you, Rav Idi, were a closer relative to the deceased. Ma din haperos shel oisam shnatayim sheochlam amachzik. What's the din regarding the fruits that the occupier had consumed during those 2 years before he admitted that it belonged in truth to Rav Idi? The Gemara. Kreve de Rav Idi bar Oven Shochiv. The relative of Rav Idi, Shochiv, died. The Shovak Dikla. And left a palm tree. Rav Idi bar Oven Omar, Ano Krevno Tfei. Also Hahu Gavra Omar Ano Karivno Tfei. Rav Idi claims, I am a closer relative to the deceased, and this outsider claims he's closer. And that outsider, the other man, took hold of the tree. Lesoif Oidile Deihu Koriv Tfei. After a while, the machzik, the one who took possession, admitted that Rav Idi was really the closer relative. Ukmo Rav Chista Biyadei. Rav Chista granted Rav Idi ownership of the tree. Omale, Rav Idi turns to Rav Chista and says, Lehader li piri de ochal meoyuma ad hashta. I want him to return to me the fruits that he consumed from that day till now. Omar, Rav Chista said, Zehu she'omrim olav adam gadolu. Regarding this man, they refer to him as an adam gadol. Man ka samich mor. Who are you relying on? He's talking to Rav Idi. You have a reputation of being an adam gadol, of being an important figure. In your claim, who are you relying on? Who's giving you the ability to press claims? Hi, on that guy, on that other fellow who took possession first. But Ha Ka'omar, but when he took possession, he said, the Ano Mekarvano Tvei. Let's take a look at the Rashbam. Ahai, toward the bottom of the page. He says, Ahoidoas Piv, you were relying on his confession that acknowledging you're their closer relative. Shemoide achshav shatok horov yoser. That's now saying you're the closer one. V'ha'ihu diomar ad hashto ano kariv notfei. But he was saying till now that he was closer. V'ochal peros bedin kol d'olam varin. He was consuming the fruits based on the concept of the stronger man wins. And up till this point, he was the stronger man. Up till when he was eating the peros bedin, v'zeh shemoyde achshav. The fact that he's admitting now, harei hu kenoisein loch achshav es ha'ilan midato. It's as if he's giving you a gift now. Afapisha lo zochisa bo min adin. Even though you were not really the victor by letter of the law, he's giving it to you out of the goodness of his heart. How can you claim back retroactively the fruits of the 2 years when, in effect, he's only giving it to you right now as a gift? That's Rav Chisda's approach. And you noted that Rav Chisda had a broken line under him. We did that in order to contrast him with Abaye v'Rava. The Gemara says that Abaye v'Rava lo svira lehu ha de Rav Chisda. They disagree with Rav Chisda. This double underline with the dots in it will appear again. And the reason for that is that on the Gemara goes on, you'll notice another time this expression appears. The Gemara is telling us that Abaye and Rava do not hold from Rav Chisda. Kevan de oidi, oidi. Once the fellow admits that Rav Edi was closer, once this fellow admits that his holding of the land was shelo kadin, he grabbed it incorrectly. His original grabbing, in light of what he's saying now, was incorrect. He shouldn't have grabbed it. And therefore, he should pay the fruits retroactively. The Gemara goes on with a new case. Ze oimer shelavoisai, veze oimer shelavosai. Hai aisi sadi davosehu. Vehai aisi sade de ochal shne chazoka. One of them brings witnesses that it was his father's. It was their father's until the day he died, and that he never sold it to the fathers of the second guy. This explanation is found in the Rashbam, and it certainly will create a differentiation between this case and a similar case we had seen on a previous daf, which allowed for room for reinterpretation. So in this case, the witnesses are saying it was this guy's father, it was belonged to him until the day he died. The second fellow brings witnesses that he has used it for chazoka years. Omar Rav Chisda, Ma loy l'shaker. Let us believe the fellow who has the witnesses. Why should he be lying? E boi, had he wanted to omar lei, he could have said, minoch zavinta ve'achlese shnei chazaka. That I bought it from you and consumed it for chazaka years. So Rav Chisda is giving possession to the one who had the chazoka, because behind the chazoka there could have been this claim, I bought it from you and I have chazoka years. Abaye v'Rava lo svira lehu ha de Rav Chisda. Once again you see Abaye and Rava, as you enjoy the markings that this particular edition presents to you, the Shas Ozer pre-marked Gemara, you see how parallel this is to the previous case. Rav Chisda taking one side, Abaye v'Rava disagreeing. They lo svira lehu ha de Rav Chisda. Why? Ma li l'shaker b'mokim edim lo amrinan. The claim that he would have had a better taina, we're not going to say over here when that better taina runs up against witnesses. How does that work over here? So let's take a look at the Rashbam. Under the Gemara, about the third line under the Gemara, Ma li l'shaker b'mokam edim lo amrina, klomar, kol taina she'odam toyen kegon ze shomar shel avosai, v'ata roitze l'kaimo al yedei ma li l'shaker, v'taina zu makreshes Edim kihacha, lo mehemlinon lei. Any claim that one tries to offer, which runs up against witnesses, we don't believe. Shara'edim mi'idim shetanasu sheker. V'heich tekayemno al yedei ma'ali l'shaker. Halo vaday m'shakehu. V'cheska sholosh ha'sholosh shanim eino klum. The chazoka that he has of 3 years is not worth anything. D'havi lo chazoka she'eini motayna. It's a chazoka that doesn't have a claim along with it. The Gemara goes on with a new case. We'll take a look at the note on the side, the nosei. Acharei shetoan hanitba, minoch zavni v'achalte shnei chazoka. Person claimed, I bought land from you and I've used it for chazoka years. Hitzliach lohavi edim rak al shnatayim. He was able to bring witnesses concerning only 2 of the 3 years. The Gemara says inside, Hahu di Omar Le Lechavre. My boy is Bahai Ara. What are you doing on this land? Omar Le, Minoch Zavni Vachalte Shnei Chazoka. Well, I bought it from you and I've been here for Chazoka years. Ozal Aisi Sadi, the Ochlo Tarti Shoni. He went and brought witnesses that could testify he was there for 2 years. Omar Rav Nachman, Hodra Ara Vehadri Peri. He must return the land and the fruits. There appears a semicolon in the Gemara that indicates the continuation of the Gemara is not part of the flow. The Rashbam points out that this is a milsa v'api nafsha. We'll take a look at the note we have on the side with the no say heading. Dino isha rav zvid. The inyan odom shenitba. A person against whom a claim was placed, the to'ein, and he responds, l'peros yoradati, that my presence here was because I acquired rights to the fruits. Omar Rav Zvid, im to'an the Omar, if a person at the outset claims leperos yoradati, I am here on this land because I acquired rights to the fruits. In other words, I'm not claiming ownership to the land. Rights to the fruits. Ne'emon, he is believed with regard to all the fruits he consumed till this point, not as far as from this point onwards. Let us take a look at the Rashbam. The Rashbam is found in the low section of the page. Ne'emon. Actually, before that, let us take a look at the previous one, the Rashbam. Omar Rav Zvid, Itoin, V'chulei, Milso Ba'api Nafshahu. This is a separate comment. V'hochi Komar. Owner of land comes and says, what are you doing on this land? If he would not have said, I bought it from you, Elo, if he would have said, I'm here for fruit use, leperos yoradati, kedin, oris, like the rules regarding a sharecropper, lemechsa leshlushirubia, oh, Shemocharta li peros ad eser shan, or he may have claimed, you sold me rights to the fruits for 10 years. Rashbam continues, Ne'emon, b'ma she'ochal l'mafreya. Ubishvuas heses, he also takes an oath that's placed upon him midarabonon, dezavinu mine, that he bought the rights to the fruits that he's consumed till now, v'afagav de'iko sadi de'achlinu l'peri, v'she'ein akarka konuilo, even though there are witnesses that claim he ate the fruits and that the land is not owned by him, why is he nevertheless believed? The lochotziv inish lemechas liara de chavrei. Person is not so chutzpedik to go to a piece of land that's not his to consume fruits for nothing, meaning to steal his fruits, as the Gemara explains. However, mikan ulahabo lo yochal below Aden. From this point onwards, he better not consume the fruits without witnesses that will testify that he bought rights to the fruits. Ushtar shekona peros, or a document that indicates he bought the fruits. Dimkain, if you would tell me that he could continue eating the fruits, kol odom yered lekarka chavero v'yochal perosa, everyone will go to others' fields, consume fruits, v'yomar leperos yeradati. Oh, I got rights to the fruits. Therefore, we're saying everything that we've said as far as rights are concerned, that's up till this point. But from this point onwards, that's a different story. Let's continue in the Gemara. After saying Ne'emon, we said that the user of the fruits is accepted as far as the fruits that he consumed till now. He's believed. Lav mi Omar, wasn't it already said? Lav mi Omar Rav Yehuda, didn't Rav Yehuda already say, Haiman, denokit, maglo vituvlayo biodei. One who holds a hatchet and a rope in his hands, the Omar, and he tells us, Ezel igdere ledikla deplanyo, I'm going to go up the tall palm tree and gather the fruits from the palm of so-and-so, the Zavne the Ali. He sold it to me. He sold me the rights to the fruits. Mehemon. Person is believed. Why? Lo chotzif inish de gozar diklo de lav delay. Person is not so chutzpedik to go and cut fruits from a tree that's not his. Hochanami. Likewise over here. Lo chotzif inish le mechal piri de lav delay. Person is not so chutzpedik to go into someone else's field and eat fruits that he doesn't have rights to. There's a Rashbam at the lower part of the page, at the end of the line, Mehemon. We said such a person is believed. Vishavikin lay Beizdin lelakeit haperos below Edim Ushtar. And Beizdin will let this guy go, collect the fruits, even if there are no witnesses or a document. Acharei she'ein yodua shabaylim moichin badover kodem lekita. Given the circumstances that we didn't hear an owner protest this person's plans before his action. Bim oso chavrei v'toan, if his friend would come along and say lo hayu dvorim olam, achar sheliket ho'ilon, les olei el shvuas heses. A claim afterwards wouldn't be of much significance. All we would request of the gentleman would be to take a derabbanan, a rabbinic oath. Aval mekami deligderei also more dediklo v'yamar lo hayu dvorim me'olam. If, however, before any action took place, the owner of the tree would come along and say lo hayu dvorim, there was never an arrangement like this. Lo mehemon melaket, the gatherer would not be believed ad demaisi raya. V'davka b'shetoan mitchila leperos yoradati ne'emon b'mashal chakfar. All of this is true when his original claim is, I went there for fruits, because of fruit rights. Aval im mitchila toan minoch savinta, if he claimed at the outset, I bought it from you, v'achar kach toan leperos yoradati, and then he changes his claim and says, no, I only got fruit rights. Shemakhish dvorav harishonim eino to'ein v'chozir v'to'ein. That would be a different story where he changes his claim. He cannot do that. Make a claim and then change the claim. Let's continue in the Gemara itself. Mora asks, if a person is not so chutzpedik as to go and consume fruits that are not his, ihachi aro nami, let's say the same thing with regard to the land, that when a person says, I bought this land, let's believe him without eidei chazoka, let's believe him without witnesses concerning Chazoka years, based on the same idea that a person would not be so chutzpedik to go down and use the land belonging to his friend. The Gemara says back, Aro, as far as claims to land are concerned, Amrinon le, we say, oh, you claim you bought the land, Achvi Shtoroch, show us your shtar. Ihochi, Perinami. So, why in the case of the fruits did we say he is believed with regard to the fruits that he ate till now? Say the same thing, show us your shtar. The Gemara says, Shtara la peri lo avdi inshi. People do not prepare shtaros regarding fruits. The Gemara has a new case. This case actually goes till Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph. We will take a look at the note on the side for introductory purposes. No say. At Sof Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph, this case goes till the bottom of the next Amud. Nitba Shito'an, a person who was claimed from counterclaims. Minoch Zavnis, I bought it from you v'achalte, and I consumed the land, Hakarka, Shnei Chazoka, years of Chazoka. V'eino Matzliach Limso Ela Eid Echad, and he's successful in finding only a singular witness. So let's see that as the in the Gemara. Hahu domarle lechavrei, my boy is b'hai ara. What are you doing on this land? Omarle minoch zavnis v'chate shnei chazok. I bought it from you, and I've consumed it for chazok years. Aisi chad sado v'achlo bas shani. This gentleman, the occupier, was successful in bringing one witness that he was there for 3 years. Well, what does that do for us? The Gemara will present a supposition or an attempt at expressing an opinion. That's going to be referred to as Sovur Rabbonan. And you'll note that there's a long marking on the side of your Gemara. Their supposed idea will last till the middle of Lamed Aleph Aleph. In order to appreciate what is going to take place in this case, we will have to wait till our shiur next time. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.